time I'm buying one of these sleazo newspapers. I mean, they've got this whole big long story in here about how Jackie Onassis is going to marry Tony Danza. I don't know. I don't think that sounds right. Oh, and listen to this quote. Tony is the one for me. He's the man of my dreams. We're hot. We're in love. We're on cloud nine.
Oh, yeah. I can hear Jackie saying that. As a matter of fact, it puts me in mind of Eleanor Roosevelt.
Something wrong, Suzanne?
Yes, something is wrong. I'm driving down the street this morning. The sun is shining. I'm young. I'm beautiful. I look in the rearview mirror, and what do I see? There is a hair growing out of my chin. I mean, have you ever in all your life? I simply could not believe my eyes. Here I am, hardly 30 years old, and there's this hair sticking out right here. It's unbelievable. Obviously, I'm being punished for some heinous sin, like telling Kyle Westheimer's parents that he is, in fact, a bisexual. But all I know is whatever it is I did not merit this.
You told some guy's parents that he's a bisexual?
That's right. I always tell the parents. And I'm not sorry, either. I don't believe in bisexuals. I figure the rest of us have to choose, so why shouldn't they? By the way, Charlene, do you happen to know where I can get a permit for my pig?
I don't.
Well, I can't believe that. You always know about stuff like that.
Well, I don't know anything about pig permits. Exactly what is your pig wanting permission to do?
Oh, she doesn't want permission to do anything. You know, Consuelo left the back gate open, so she got over in Rex and Mignon Weber's yard. And so now Mignon says that in order to keep a farm animal in the city limits, you have to have a permit. And if I don't have a permit, she's going to report me. Ha! Her report me. Can you believe it? Like everybody in Atlanta doesn't know that she has the Carson McDaniels over every weekend to play nudist colony. Julia, you see anything else there?
No, Suzanne, I don't.
Good. Because if I get another one, I'm just going to have to get a gun and shoot myself through the head.
Why don't you shoot yourself in the chin? Maybe that way you'll hit the root.
I'm glad y'all find this so amusing.
Oh, come on, Suzanne. Don't you think you're being just a little bit shallow?
No, I do not, Charlene. I do not think it is shallow not to want to go through life wearing a goatee. And furthermore, I get a little tired of you all always implying that you're deeper than me. For your information, last night when I was getting ready to go to bed, I got bored. So I decided to watch the news. That's a pretty good program. Y'all ever watch it?
Yeah, we've seen it once or twice.
Well, I decided to start watching it every night. I mean, it was really interesting, you know. There was a little of this, a little of that. None of it lasted too long. It was my kind of program.
Oh, my gosh. What's a good thing I looked at this calendar. Did y'all know a week from Friday's Anthony's birthday?
Oh, shoot. We better get cracking on a gift.
Well, I tell you what we ought to get him. We should get one of those rip-off Rolex watches. I could pick one up for $25 and he'll never know the difference.
Suzanne, that's crummy.
No, it's not. He lives in a bad neighborhood, you know, so this way if it gets stolen, it won't matter.
Shh, here he comes.
Listen, Julia, I just finished loading the truck. As soon as I make this delivery, I'm going to take my little brother to lunch. Then I thought I'd bring him back here.
That'll be nice, Anthony. We're looking forward to meeting him.
Your little brother's going to come by?
Oh, well, he's not my real brother, Susanna. See, I belong to this organization that helps ghetto kids, and they assign you a kid to be a big brother to. It's kind of a role model.
Anthony, I've forgotten. What did you say that his name was?
Tyrone. And let me tell you, he is a real little con artist. You have to watch him every second. I mean, I've spent every Saturday for the last 3 months with him. I still don't trust him any further than I can throw him.
Anthony, aren't you taking kind of a negative attitude? I mean, isn't the whole idea to prove to him that you believe in him?
Oh, I believe in him, all right. I believe that he will say anything that he has to keep him out of trouble. And he's got a terrible family life. No parents. He lives with a sister who's a prostitute and never home.
Oh, stop. I can't hear anymore of this poor boy.
Yeah, I know, Mary Jo, but trust me. The one thing Tyrone does not need is another bleeding heart. I mean, this kid will con you out of your socks. That's why I'm trying to instigate a little tough love.
Tough love? What's that?
Well, it's kind of complicated.
That's right, Suzanne. It would take too long to explain. You could just ask one of your ex-husbands.
Can you believe that he got me a Rolex watch for my birthday?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I found it in his book bag, all wrapped up with a nice card.
Anthony, it must have been a fake.
Charlene, please, give me a little credit. In prison, I attended seminars conducted by jewelry thieves. I'm saying it was a hot Rolex. Of course, when I confronted him, he swore that it was a fake, that he would never get me a real one, because if it got stolen, then I would feel too bad. I mean, what kind of warped mind thinks like that?
I'm telling you, Mary Jo and I had to go to at least 3 different stores. This was by far the prettiest one. Think Anthony will like it?
Oh, yeah, looks good to me. Oh, quick, hurry up. Here they come. Put it away.
Hello, hello. Sorry we're late, ladies. We had to do a little clothes shopping. Well, Tyrone, looks like you're in luck to meet the entire Sugar Baker establishment, as it were. This is Mrs. Sugar Baker Sr.
Hello, Tyrone.
How do you do?
And this is Mrs. Shively.
Hi, Tyrone.
And I'm Charlene.
And this is Suzanne Sugar Baker.
Oh, don't tell me. You must be the beauty queen.
Yes. Isn't it amazing how he picked me right out?
Well, now I know why Anthony likes to come to work so much every day. And this room, it has so much personality. Tell me, did you all use a decorator?
No, Tyrone, you don't understand. They are decorators.
Oh, I see. Well, it is a wonderful room. You've done a very, very nice job.
Thank you, Tyrone. Now, let's all sit down over here. Would you care for a soft drink?
Oh, yes, I believe I would. Thank you so very much for asking.
Tyrone, lighten up, man. This is not the White House.
So, Tyrone, now, where did you and Anthony go for lunch?
Oh, it was this wonderful little Italian place. I forget the name.
Domino's Pizza.
Right. Oh, Mrs. Sugarbaker, that's a wonderful outfit. Tell me, what did you all do before you were decorators? Were you some kind of movie stars?
How did you know? It's just what we are, retired movie stars. Tell me, Tyrone, where'd you get this particular line of gab?
Oh, I guess it just runs in my family. Incidentally, these cookies are delicious. What kind are they?
Graham crackers.
They're very tasty.
How old did you say you are?
I'm 21.
He's 14.
Okay, just tell me this. If I'm only 14, how come I drive a car and date?
Well, that's easy. Because you lie.
Tyrone,
what do you say we take you back to my apartment and get started on your homework?
Homework? This guy kills me. Where do you get this stuff?
Say goodbye, Tyrone.
Okay, I just want to give him a little gift.
What gift?
Please accept this as a token of my appreciation for your hospitality.
Well, isn't that nice? A can of air freshener.
That's right, and it's called Touch of Scent. And it makes a lovely addition to any home or office.
Tyrone, where did you get this? This costs $3.
Hey, man, that's uncouth to tell a price of gifts. What's the matter with you?
Are you sure you bought this?
Yes. I have one in my own bedroom. See, it sticks on the wall here. And whenever company's coming over or you've got something special going on, just give it a little tap. And a lovely fragrance fills your home or office.
Thank you, Tyrone. That's so thoughtful.
I'd buy something even better if I had a job, but I can't get anybody to hire me because of my unfortunate incarceration.
Yeah, well, you don't need a job, man. You need to get through school.
Say, Anthony, I just had an idea. You know, you've been saying you need help unloading when we get shipments. Well, maybe Tyrone can pitch in once in a while after school.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I don't think so, Julia, but thank you very much for the offer.
Look, all I want is a chance to become a young, responsible adult. And to help build a better America.
Maybe just one afternoon a week. It'd be like an allowance.
Well, I'll think about it, providing it's all right with his counselor.
Hey, all right. Believe me, you won't be sorry.
Believe me, I better not be. Let's roll.
Right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Sugarbaker. And remember, if you don't like the smell of winter green, I can also get it for you in summer days or powder fresh.
Tyrone!
Bye, ladies.
You're beautiful.
Bye-bye, Tyrone.
Bye, Tyrone.
Well, I'd say Anthony certainly has his hands full.
Yep. And now, thanks to Julia, so do we.
You know, at first I had my doubts about Tyrone, but he sure does grow on you.
He does, doesn't he? I know he's full of himself, but there's just something about him. You just can't keep from liking him.
Yeah, he does kind of sound like Eddie Haskell.
Who's Eddie Haskell?
Who's Eddie Haskell? Suzanne, sometimes you just amaze me. I can't believe you don't know who Eddie Haskell is. You always on Leave It to Beaver. He's always buttering everybody up.
You know, Charlene, I get a little tired of you berating me just because I do not know the same people you do.
And for your information, I can name a lot of Eddies. I can name Eddie Fisher, Eddie Cantor. I can even name Eddie Amin. But I'm sorry, I do not know Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Amin? Suzanne, be serious. His name's Edie, not Eddie.
Oh, yeah, right. He's a man, and his parents named him Edie.
That's right, Suzanne. People name their children all kinds of things. I know a woman who lives outside Poplar Bluff with 19 kids, including a daughter named Charisma and a son named Absorbine Jr.
Please stop. You're just giving me a headache.
Amen. We were discussing Tyrone, and I think Charlene is right. He's just trying to please and impress us in the only way he knows how.
How's that?
By giving us those tapes, he's trying to fit into our world. Obviously, he thinks Guy Lombardo is the only kind of music old white people listen to.
Did you notice that a couple of those cassettes had Roy's Car Wash written on them?
Yeah. But he did say that those tapes were secondhand.
Yeah, that just means it took his hand a few seconds to steal them.
Suzanne, this kid's been doing some pretty good work around here, and I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt.
You know what I get a kick out of is watching Anthony. When Tyrone first started working here, Anthony was awful critical, but now he's just walking around beaming like a proud father.
It just goes to show children become what's expected on them.
I don't know. I don't think Kyle Westheimer's parents expected him to like both boys and girls.
Thank you, Suzanne. I meant to say, children will become what you expect of them, with the exception of the Kyle Westheimer case.
Well, that's the last of that load. We put all the wicker stuff in the outer storeroom.
Well, y'all look cold and tired. Want some hot chocolate?
No, thanks, Julia. I got some errands to run. Are you sure you don't mind me taking the afternoon off?
No, absolutely not. But you better get going. The afternoon's gonna be gone.
Right. Let's go, Ace.
No, Tyrone's gonna stay here and help me with a few things. I'll get him home. That's all right.
Okay, but I'm gonna call you later on. We're gonna go over the rest of those spelling words.
Hey, you just try and stump me.
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
That's very good, Suzanne.
I eat it all the time.
Man, this is a good-looking cake.
You have to make one for your birthday, Tyrone. What kind do you like?
I don't know. I've never had a birthday cake.
You haven't?
Nah, but that's okay. I really don't like cake anyway.
So, Tyrone, what'd you get Anthony?
Some socks. If I had the money, I could have got something from my uncle. He's in merchandising.
Oh, where?
Everywhere. Mostly gas stations. He sells jewelry, stuffed animals, air fresheners. When I get my first paycheck, I'm going to buy all of you guys ankle bracelets with your names and birthstones on them.
Aw, that's so sweet, Tyrone. We want you to save your money.
Why? It's just green paper with dead presidents on it.
Kind of has your philosophy, doesn't he, Suzanne?
Okay, y'all, we better get going.
Whose car are we taking?
We can take mine.
I get to ride in the front seat.
Suzanne, that is so childish. You always do that. Besides, you almost broke my eardrum.
Tyrone is riding up front with me. He has to hold the cake.
Don't forget we have to stop and buy candles.
Well, yeah, we do. Wait.
Makes it nicer when you come home.
I just can't believe you all did this. Tyrone, was this your idea?
Every bit of it. He even planned the menu.
Oh, hot dogs and SpaghettiOs. Who could guess?
Anthony, come on. Were you really surprised?
Yeah, I was surprised. And this camera, I surely was not expecting anything as nice as this.
That was a surprise to us, too. Tyrone told us that he just got your socks.
Oh. Hey, don't throw those candles away. I'll take them. Hey, man, what'd you wish for?
I can't tell you that, Tyrone. That's a secret.
But you look at this. It's 10 o'clock. We gotta get this child home.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to watch the news.
Well, Suzanne, it's too late. We can't stay for that now.
Oh, you don't want me to watch it because you like to call me stupid, but I'm watching it anyway.
And to the city controller before deciding which bids are acceptable. This just in, a 7-Eleven convenience store on Atlanta's east side was robbed at 5:35 this evening by an unidentified black youth brandishing a pistol. Bystanders said the youth fled the store and got into a car full of women, which then sped off. The car's license plate has been traced to Julia Sugarbaker, a former candidate for commissioner in the 3rd District. Police have issued an all-points bulletin on the vehicle, a 1987 gray Lincoln Town Car. Witnesses said the driver of the car fit Mrs. Sugarbaker's description. The heist included a Kodak camera, baseball cards, lottery tickets, and several nudie magazines.
Gosh.
All right, give it to me.
What?
The gun.
Hey, man, leave me alone.
Give it to me.
Get back. I'm sorry, man. I didn't want to have to squirt you.
This is a nightmare. I know it must be true because I saw my face on television, but yet it doesn't seem like it could be true. I mean, that people could actually think or will think that I conspired with a 14-year-old child to rob a convenience store. That I, Julia Sugarbaker, drove a getaway car loaded with baseball cards and girly magazines.
Well, Julia, you know, it probably would look better if you'd stolen something more adult like towel sets.
Charlene! Well, I just had breakfast at the country club, and it's all everybody's talking about. They want to know if we're going to change the name Sugarbakers to Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, I hope you told them that it's all just a big mistake, that the child in question is in juvenile hall, and that Julia has not been charged with anything.
No. I just said it was her time of the month and her hormones had made her insane. Where's Anthony?
He's in the storeroom.
I feel so bad for him, I could cry.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, but I did say, didn't I? You can take the kid out of the ghetto, but you cannot take the ghetto out of the kid.
Well, don't say anything to Anthony. He doesn't want to talk about it. Where are you going?
To talk about it. Anthony, I have something to say to you.
I know. I'm fired. I understand.
Don't be ridiculous. You're not fired. But I must say I'm a little disappointed in you.
I don't blame you. I can really pick them, can't I? And the weird thing is that the same thing happened to me before. I mean, I went to prison because I was waiting outside a convenience store for my friends to get a six-pack of beer when they decided they'd rather have $1,100 instead. So what do I do? Now I let you get taken in, too.
I'm not disappointed about that. I'm disappointed in both of us for sitting around here feeling sorry for ourselves when there's a little boy, and he is just a little boy, waiting down at juvenile hall all by himself.
I'm out of this, Julia. I wash my hands of that kid.
Oh, I see. So this is the tough love you talk about. It's conditional?
What do you mean?
I mean, there isn't anything terrible enough for Payne to do that I wouldn't be there with him in his hour of need.
Yeah, but he's your son.
Exactly. Look, I'm not defending what he did. It's indefensible. But I'm telling you, there's a light in this child. The sweetness and charm and love, and you were right to see it. I don't know. I may be way off base here, Anthony, but I've been thinking, Tyrone didn't need that camera or those baseball cards. Everything was going perfectly. I think it scared him. So he decided to mess it all up, see what you do. And why not? Everybody else has always abandoned him.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying I think this is a test, and so far, you're failing it.
Okay, only 5 minutes. I have to get him downstairs.
Here you go. You stick it on your wall.
Thanks.
Well, you look very beautiful today, Mrs. Sugarbaker.
That's right, Tyrone. She does. She's a very beautiful and kind person, and she does not appreciate having her picture on television with common criminals.
Anthony, I know. I'm sorry.
Well, sorry is just not good enough. Sorry just does not get it. You cannot go through life dispensing garbage and then handing out air fresheners.
What do you mean?
I mean, I want to know what you're going to do to compensate Julia and all the other people to whom you have brought pain and sorrow.
I guess I don't know yet.
Well, you're going to have plenty of time to think about it. And you know what? Juvenile or no juvenile, this is your third offense, and they're going to throw the book at you this time.
I know. I don't even know why I did it. I guess I just wanted to get you something nice.
No, you didn't. You just wanted to screw up because that's what everybody expects of you. But I'm going to surprise you, Tyrone. I'm going to wait around here for you to get out. I'm going to come to visit you every week. I'm going to check on you. I'm going to hound you like a dog. And when you do get out of here, I'm going to expect to see something a whole lot better than what I'm looking at now.
You are?
Oh, you damn right.
I can't believe you came. My own sister didn't even come.
So what, Tyrone? You think that you're the only kid in the world whose family doesn't care about it? Well, let me tell you something. I grew up in a neighborhood where people put cigarettes out on your head. I never met my father. My mother was an addict who left me behind when I was 2 weeks old. I didn't see her again until I was 9. and she wrote and said she was coming. One day she showed up at school after I had told everybody how beautiful my mama was and how she was coming just to see me. You know what she did, Tyrone? She got out of her car. She walked across the playground and picked up some other kid and hugged him and started crying and called him by my name. She did that right in front of everybody. I was her son. She didn't even know me. So you see, I've been where you are right now. And if it hadn't been for that one person, my grandmama loving me and kicking my butt every day, I'd still be there.
I'm sorry I let you down.
I'm gonna be here every week. You can count on that, Tyrone.
I'm sorry, but your time is up.
One more thing, man. You know that birthday wish that you asked me about? I wished you were my son.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
Thank you.